How is everybody doing this morning? Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, if you could, I'd like everyone to stand for the national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could, I hope that we still live in a country where I can say this: God bless that flag, and God bless the United States of America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is my absolute privilege and honor to welcome each and every one of you to the phenomenal Freedom Conference. Also, welcome to my hometown, Nashville, Tennessee, America's Music City. I'm so glad that you guys are here. If you've never been to Nashville, man, you got to get with me at any chance you can. I'm a national tour guide. I will give you the lowdown on where to go and have a good time, okay? So, phenomenal freedom. Phenomenal freedom. I have benefited from spending time with someone who truly understands the power of freedom. There is a great, great saying that goes, freedom isn't free. There is a cost that we must pay to enjoy the blessings and the joy that come with true freedom. But you know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about that there is someone that can teach you the currency of freedom. Because there is. If it's not free, then there has to be a way to attain it. There has to be a way to purchase that freedom. And that's what you guys are going to hear about at the Phenomenal Freedom Conference. It has been my distinct honor and privilege. I have worked with and for Howard Partridge for 8 years. I have learned and studied with Howard Partridge for many, many, many years. And this morning, before I left home, I sat down with my two children and my wife and had a little mini conference. And we talked about all the things, all the freedoms that we enjoy. And some of them I have to thank Howard Partridge for. Guys, sit back, get ready. You are going to learn how to purchase, how to find, and how to enjoy true freedom. I'm so excited to introduce my friend, my mentor, and again, the gentleman that exemplifies true, phenomenal freedom, Mr. Howard Partridge.
Turn it up.
You know, that makes me cry right off the bat, right? Is that, thank y'all so much. You are phenomenal. In fact, you are off the charts, better than phenomenal. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for your love, your support. I'm absolutely overwhelmed with the support that I have. And look at this room. Is this incredible or what? I mean, look at all of you guys out here. How many of you guys are busy? Everybody's busy, right? But you chose to be here, right? Listen, this conference is not about me. It's about you. In fact, I landed the other day, and I've been traveling a lot with Mr. Tom Ziegler, right, all over the place. And usually it's myself and Tom, or I'm by myself. And I arrived here in Nashville, and my whole team was with me, Michelle and Santiago and Johan and Lewis and Mr. Rick Jones. And I felt so grateful that I have such a phenomenal team. And they've done a phenomenal job putting this together. Give the staff a big hand clap. You are going to meet some phenomenal people this weekend. Probably already have. And speaking of this man, Mr. Jim Bardwell, that was on the stage here just a second ago, that man, as he said, worked with me for 8 years. In fact, when I was building my first company, my service company, every week we went to this little networking group, and there were a small group of people we met every week to study on, you know, how we could take our industry to the next level and this kind of stuff. And those guys had what Zig Ziglar calls stinking thinking. Needed a checkup from the neck up. They were complaining about the economy way back then. Customers won't pay my price. And this was many years ago. And I come walking in with a sport coat on, a tie, carrying a briefcase with a positive attitude. And they literally laughed at me. And you want to know what they said to me? They said, "Who do you think you are, Zig Ziglar or somebody?" I didn't even know Zig Ziglar at the time. I didn't even know the man. And look at this. Been traveling all around the world with Mr. Tom Ziegler, and today the exclusive small business coach for the Zig Ziegler organization. Those guys were speaking prophecy and didn't even know it, right? I mean, they were speaking that into my life. I can't tell you how grateful I am to be involved with the Zig Ziegler Corporation. How many of you first learned about us through Ziegler? All right, look at all these hands. Now, Zig Ziglar was an amazing man. In fact, when Zig passed away November 28, 2012, it made national news. It was on CNN. It was on the Today Show. It was a trending topic on Twitter. It was carried on the AP wire. That man touched an estimated 250 million, a quarter of a billion lives. He was the most encouraging, the most inspiring, the most quoted motivational teacher of our time. He was amazing. And all of our conferences, I wear his little pen, and I quote him every time that I possibly can, because I don't think anybody ever said it better than Zig Ziglar. What do you think? Right? In fact, I was so blessed to have a bunch of best-selling authors endorse my book, but one of them came back with a little bit of advice. He said, "I think you quote Zig Ziglar a little bit too much." And I said, "Well, I ain't taking it out. How about that, right?" All right, so how many of you are ready to break free and from the demands of your everyday business, stop being a slave to your business, and have the freedom that you went into business for to start with? Let me hear you. Yeah. All right. Okay. So first, I want to introduce the team to you. Where are all my volunteers, staff, coaches, anybody that has a yellow staff? They're probably out there working. How about that? Are they in the room? Okay. Mr. Dave Kaufman over here, wave your hand. Mr. David Wright right here. Yeah, give him a big hand clap. Mr. John Browning, of course, your MC, Mr. James Howard Bardwell III, and Philip back here in the back with Ziegler, all right? What an amazing man. Give him a hand clap. You're going to learn about him in just a minute. Mr. Daryl Thomas right here, all right? Stand up, Daryl. All right. Now, I would ask Philip to stand up, and he can. He can outmaneuver just about anybody in this room, but he only has one leg, and that's true. In fact, I'm going to give one of his books away today called Carried by Angels, because this man has taken a tragedy and turned it into something amazing. In fact, in my presentation today, I'm going to share with you about some people who have had some tragic situations and protecting our freedom. And they have the most amazing attitude, and they're inspiring people, and they're doing some amazing things. Give Mr. Philip Hatfield a big hand clap. So we want to acknowledge the Zig Ziglar Corporation for being our strategic sponsor. Give them a big hand clap, the Ziglar Corporation. Infusionsoft, the most phenomenal software, business automation software on the planet. Give Infusionsoft a big hand clap. And we have some very special guests here today from the restaurant industry. Mr. Jim Laub and Joe Erickson, stand up, please. These guys have restaurantowner.com, and so want to welcome all of our restaurant owners. If you're a restaurant owner, let me see your hands, please. Look at all these restaurant owners that have joined us today. Yes, give them a big hand clap. This has been amazing because, you know, I never would have imagined that we would be here doing this, that literally small business owners all over the world in every kind of industry you can possibly imagine would be gathering here and having the success that they're having. You're going to hear so many testimonials this weekend. You're going to meet people who have had just some phenomenal success. In fact, I ran into a lady earlier, and I'm not going to mention her name because she didn't give me permission to, and I don't want to embarrass her, but she's here in Nashville, her and her husband. And we worked with them for about a year. And how many of you know that sometimes it starts off a little slow and it takes us a little while to get things going the way that we want to? Anybody else experience that, right? And so, you know, they were that way. And then I didn't see them for a little while. And I came back to Nashville to speak for John and Jim. And I ran into her husband. And usually when I talk to them, it's like, yeah, you know, everything's going okay, whatever. And I said, so, hey, how's it going? He said, great. I said, how's it going? He said, oh, great. And I said, really? I was expecting a different, I really was, because, you know, this is just the pattern that they'd been in. And I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, man, we're up like 100% on sales. So what happened? He said, we started marketing. We just started marketing. Well, she told me this morning that they're up 300%. 300%. Now, I'm trying to locate her. If you're in the room, okay, you mind identifying yourself? All right, give Yvonne Nolte a big hand clap. All right, awesome. Yvonne and Dennis. All right, so we've got all of our sponsors here. I want you to really support them. And it's just a pleasure to have all this support. So you guys are ready to break free. You're ready to experience a phenomenal revolution. You know, this picture right here was up in the Boston area where the shot that was heard around the world, where the revolution actually started, where we began to this process of freedom, right? And I was up there with my good friend Tony Miklachevsky, and went up there to do some consulting. He said, hey, listen, he said, when you're here, I want you to come when my kids are on spring break. They go to school 2 hours away, and I want you to be here and work with me while they're here. And I thought I misheard him. I said, you mean you want me to come before spring break or after spring break? He said, no, I want you to come while they're home. I'm thinking, hey, let's do it when the kids aren't around, right, so we can actually get some work done. I'm a high D. You'll learn what that means after a while. And we can just get more done. He said, no, you don't understand. They want to meet you. I said, why do they want to meet me? He said, because in the car they listen to your tapes and Ziegler tapes and everything, and it's making a difference in their lives. How many of you know that when we make a difference in the lives of our children, we can actually change this country? Yes? Listen, that slide that we had up there during the national anthem, Zig Ziglar said, we can change America by building by building a better you, right? We had the experience of having Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, at the Ziegler offices, and he said our children are messengers that will travel to a place that we'll never see. Our children are messengers that will travel to a place that we'll never see. That's one of my passions. You'll hear more about that this weekend. We've got to make a difference in our children's lives. In fact, what this freedom thing is all about is we're inspiring a revolution in small business that you can be successful, you can be phenomenally successful regardless of what's going on with the economy, regardless of what's going on out there. Zig Ziglar said that your business success doesn't depend on just what's going on out there, but it depends on what's going on in here. What's going on in here? The fact is that the government is off the rails. Zig Ziglar once again said, everyone says that they want to be free, but if you take the train off the track, it's free, but it can't go anywhere. How many of you have had phenomenal record success in your business since you've been involved with us? Let me see your hands, please. Look at this, all around the room. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Somebody popped a balloon. All right, I got to go ahead and do the balloon thing. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to convince you of something today, and it won't take long for some of you, but some of you, how many of you might be slow learners like me? Right? All right, where's Lee Lewis? Okay, there we go. All right, yeah. All right. So what I want to convince you of is that you are phenomenal. You are born to win. And when we get that, when we really know who we are, these guys asked me the question, who do you think you are? Well, I'll tell you what, a man is as he thinks. So these balloons right here, I want everybody to get a balloon off your table and go ahead and blow up your balloon. Go ahead and blow up your balloon. All right, now, don't tie it off quite yet. Joanna, hold up your balloon here. All right, you want it about that size, not any smaller than that. All right, once you get it to about that size, some people are struggling, man. They're like, whoo, we didn't know you. I just barely got up here. I'm already out of breath. And Howard's, and let's not assume that everybody knows how to blow up a balloon. We had at our conference in the fall, we were in Dallas with Ziegler. And there's a young Chinese guy, 22 years old. He never blew up a balloon. That was the highlight of the event for him. All right, so here's what you're going to do. When you start doubting yourself, you're going to look at that balloon. What does that balloon say?
I'm phenomenal.
I am phenomenal. All right, you're going to hear more about that. But there's another reason for this balloon. I need to know that you're getting value out of this conference. All right? And what I want you to do is just what somebody did back there just a second ago, is that when you have an aha moment, how many of you have come to our conferences in the past and you got something that totally changed your life? Just one thing, you got that aha moment. All right, so thank you very much. So you're going to do just what Anthony did. I'm going to tell you guys about Anthony and Rose here in just a minute. So when you get an aha moment, you're going to pop that balloon. All right? Now, this is a crazy thing. That man back there, Mr. Jim Bardwell, who was on the stage just a second ago, introduced me to this years ago. Now, we didn't do it smart back then. Again, I'm a slow learner. I'm from L.A., by the way, right? All these people tell you where I'm from, Lower Alabama. Yeah. So a little bit of a slow learner, okay? But so what we did is we came in here at night and we like taped them to the tables and they were all like falling off and stuff. And you know, we're just like, man, this is a lot of work. So we just didn't do it for years. And then not too long ago, Michelle or somebody, I don't remember who it was, but had a brilliant idea. Howard, why don't we just let them blow it up? I mean, you know, again, I'm a slow learner. You know, I'm a great delegator, but it took me a long time. How many of you can relate to that? But here's the point. The point is that anything worth doing is worth doing poorly, Zig Ziglar said. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly until you can learn to do it well. All right, go ahead, Dan. Yeah. So what's really cool, I was in Clearwater, which I'm going to show you guys some pictures of that here in just a second. And, man, I decided to do this in a keynote. Neil was there, and, I mean, everybody was just popping balloons. The seminar promoters over there like this, you know. It's like, what is going on here? All right, so let me introduce the team to you, the people that you're going to be learning from. Mr. John Browning, how many of you need to build systems in your business? All right. Well, you're going to hear from Mr. John Browning. He's Mr. Systems, and you're going to love that guy. One of the things that I didn't tell you about Mr. Jim Bardwell, who was up here just a second ago, is he trained under me. He is on referral marketing. This guy right there is the best referral marketing practitioner on the planet that I know of. And what you're going to learn, let me share the weight of that statement. Share the weight of that statement because the secret to record sales and profits is in referral marketing, in relationship marketing. These guys service some of the wealthiest, most famous people in Nashville, and they get all those clients through referral marketing. One of the things that we figured out is that referral marketing works for any kind of business. This lady right here, Azure, had her biggest month ever in business because she learned how to do that well. In fact, she's going to tell you an amazing story about that. How many of you know that all of business is about relationships? All of business and all of life is about relationships. So be here tonight. Mr. Jim Bardwell is going to be sharing with you how to do relationship marketing tonight in this room. Mr. Rick Jones, 33 years with Dale Carnegie, master leadership trainer, master sales trainer, master personal development trainer. In fact, he is in the room now. So, Rick, stand up. Give Rick a big hand clap. Yesterday, our top members had a special private meeting with Rick. How many of you were there? Okay. And how many of you just think that was off the charts phenomenal, right? You bet. It was amazing. So you're going to hear from Rick on how to be a phenomenal leader. He's struggling with his voice a little bit right now. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Just pray for him. And I think he can deliver for an hour. He facilitates very well. So he might just have you do a lot of work that you're going to learn from. Mr. Tom Ziegler, the proud son of Zig Ziegler, will be in the house on Saturday morning. All right. We've got Mr. Bill McBain, best-selling author of The Facts of Business Life. This guy is a brilliant business guy, a friend of Steve Forbes. Is Bill in the room right now? All right, you're going to hear from him tomorrow. This guy is a multimillionaire. He's owned many different businesses. He's brilliant. You're also going to learn from an amazing man by the name of Wes Cantrell right here in the back by his table there. Wes waved everybody. His wife, Bernadine Cantrell. This is a wonderful couple full of wisdom. This man went to work for Lanier Worldwide as a copier salesman, or a copier repairman. Copier repairman moved up to CEO when they were doing $3 million a year, took that company to over $1 billion in business. It later sold for several billion dollars. One of the things that we like to do at these conferences, at these big conferences, is get you around. How many of you know that success leaves clues, right? Success leaves clues. That one of the principles that you want to live by is get around people who are already doing what it is that you want to do, all right? Get around successful business people if you want to build a successful business, because you can learn, and that's what I do. That's why I train by the best. That's why I'm involved with the Ziegler Organization and John Maxwell and those guys, is I want to learn what it is that they know. And again, our restaurant owners, Jim Laub and Joe Erickson, they're going to be doing some special breakout sessions for you restaurant owners. Awesome. Looking forward to that. Yes. And you're also going to have to endure me for an hour or so tomorrow, which will be phenomenal. By the way, I might ask you, we're going to use this word probably a lot around here, phenomenal. So I might ask you how you're doing, and the answer is?
Phenomenal.
All right. How are you?
Phenomenal.
Yes. And now when I started working with the Ziegler Organization, we had a little bit of a branding issue because, you know, you'd ask Zig how he's doing. What was his response? Better than good for sure, right? So better than good, phenomenal. So here's what we came up with. We put those together, and we call it better than phenomenal. All right, so how are we doing?
Yeah.
All right. In fact, I saw Wes and Bernadine up there in the club lounge earlier, went by there to grab a couple of bottles of water, and he said, how you doing? I said, phenomenal. I said, but after a while, we're going to move that up a little bit. We're going to move that up to better than phenomenal. You ask Zig how he's doing? Better than good for sure, but improving, right? All right, so it's going to be awesome. Now, Saturday, we're going to do a half day of business planning, all right? Half day. Hey, John, I'm going to need those forms, I think, in just a second from Michelle. Half day of business planning, and this is what we call a simple, dimple business plan. How many of you like simple, right? That you can just follow the next 90 days. These are the key things that need to happen in your business. Now, listen, again, small business owners all over the world in many types of industries, just following these simple systems, learning these simple systems, doesn't matter how big or how small your business is, they work. Can I get some validation on that? Do the systems work? All right. There we go. How many of you are ready to learn? Say yes.
Yes.
All right. I want to talk to you about living in freedom every day. I want to talk to you about the secrets of a phenomenal life. Now, if you've ever read Ecclesiastes, it says there's nothing new under the sun, right? However, so a secret is something that somebody else knows that you don't know. So I want to share with you some secrets of living in freedom every day. Living in freedom here, living in freedom here. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. See, it's all about your life. Now, do you remember why you went into business for yourself? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, to have a little more free time?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives is you feel like a slave to the business, very little family time, business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress, no real freedom. You feel like you have a job rather than a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. How many of you felt like that in the past? How many of you feel like that now, and that's the reason that you are here? Well, I know how you feel because I've been there, done that. I'm originally from
Lower Alabama.
LA, Lower Alabama, grew up very poor, on welfare. And in fact, there were 7 kids crammed in a little 600 square foot shack, and the roof on this house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department. I still remember getting Christmas presents from the social workers to this day. Well, when you grow up in an environment like that, what are you likely to turn out like? For me, it was hair down to here, 18-year-old rebellious teenager, got kicked out of the house. I deserved it, by the way. And I went to Houston. I arrived in Houston, Texas with literally 25 cents in my pocket. I became a waiter, restaurant people, and I worked in these places where we wore a tuxedo to work, did tableside cooking, very high end, and you know, we cooked stuff at the table like steak Diane, bananas Foster, cherries Jubilee, and setting stuff on fire inside at that age was pretty cool, let me tell you. So I was making about enough money just to pay the rent. I still didn't have any money to speak of. And then I met my wife, Denise Conjet Antoinette Pinella. Now that's Italian. From New Jersey, and I'm from where? Oh yeah, this is going to be a good match, folks. This is going to be a real good match. So she buys me a pinstripe suit, tells me to keep my mouth shut because I have an accent. So go up to New Jersey, get married into this Italian family. When you marry an Italian family, you don't get wedding presents. What do you get?
Cash.
You get cash. You get money. So we got $3,000 cash and wedding money, and there was a friend of the family tooling around a little red Mercedes convertible, the same age as me, and I said, I want to know what that guy does, and I want to know if it's legal.